Citizen Utility Board Director Steve Hinneker will file testimony today regarding their study of the Duluth to Wausau line. It's also called Arrowhead Weston. The study shows a different proposed line from the Twin Cities to Wausau called King Weston would be cheaper. It would also use existing right-of-way, be less disruptive to the environment and landowners, and faster to build. Hinneker wants to stop the Arrowhead line.
The decision to approve Arrowhead was one of the worst decisions that the Public Service Commission has ever made. This proceeding gives the commission the opportunity to right that bad decision by choosing an alternative that is cheaper, technically better, and easier to build.
Hinneker says the most impressive new information from the testimony is that the Duluth to Wausau line would be technically inferior during power outages.
Arrowhead, for some reason, does not hook up to an existing 345 kV line to the west. It relies on a number of 220 kV connections. And because of that, it does not perform as well as the King Weston, which would hook up directly to an existing 345 kV line.
Even though the Public Service Commission approved the transmission line, new and much higher cost estimates reopened the case. Hinneker's testimony will put the King Weston line at just over $300 million to build, while the Arrowhead Weston line would cost about $470 million. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.